I'm good to go. Ask the anonymous person. Right now I can.
How is the rest of the body, the ankle and everything?
Oh, 100%. Oh, right, it's now? Great. It's great. You know, high ankle sprain just took time to kind of get off of it a little bit. You know, after the season, I had time to rest on it and get off of it a little bit. Didn't have no reason to really push back to try to get back on the field. Like, you know, during the season, you're fighting to try to get back on the field and kind of set yourself back and forth a little bit. But during the offseason, I had time to let it heal.
You think people have forgotten maybe a little bit about Lamar Woodley? And if so, you plan to remind them?
Well, they forgot about me. I wouldn't be out here talking to y'all now. I don't worry about what other people think. It's all about the people on this team, the people that's upstairs making a call.
Lamar, you feel like you're in pretty good shape coming in the seat right now? I mean, is this where you want to be heading into the offseason?
I got to talk to the anonymous person about that.
Well,
they have all the answers. So, you know, whoever the anonymous person was, you know, you have to somehow we got to find him and ask him about that. Didn't somebody?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're right.
When you look at last year, you're a little frustrated with maybe how the season unfolded, not only but you personally. One injury after another.
Oh, definitely how the season unfolded. We had an opportunity to have a different season, 8-8 last year. We let a lot of games slip away. It didn't make the playoffs, you know, and, you know, that's always disappointing. At the end of the year, you want to play in the Super Bowl and not be sitting there watching the Super Bowl.
Lamar, you said you don't care what people think. One of your teammates was quoted anonymously saying some things like that.
Don't bother me at all. Come at the wrong person when they're trying to come at me. I don't listen to nothing. You know, playing football my whole life growing up, you know, when you're in the spotlight, sometimes it comes with the good and the bad. You just got to know how to accept it. And I'm one of those guys that I don't pay attention to much at all. You know, I just go out there and do what I'm supposed to do. And these guys on the team know what I go out there and do each and every day.
No motivation at all.
No motivation at all. Somebody talking about me don't motivate me. Don't pay attention to me.
Do you catch yourself looking around wondering who might have said?
Don't do that at all either. Don't pay attention to that. I laugh at it. You know, I make jokes. I said my coach said. I told Marquise Ponce he said it. And every guy said, man, I heard you said that about me. I don't pay attention to that, man, at all.
Mark, changes. Guys, a part
two more questions
year.
For Lamar.
But I mean, when you don't have a Debo, when you don't have Hampton out here, I mean, that's a little bit more change than you guys are used to. Isn't it?
We didn't have a Joy Porter out here when he left, and we adjusted to that. When Aaron Smith left, we adjusted to that. You know, when different players leave, you adjust to it, and you go out there and you play football. That's just part of the game. That's how it happens. You know, guys come and go. Definitely when it's coming to age, and you're pretty sure that the young guys that's come in to replace them are prepared and ready to go.
Final question here.
Are you healthy now, Lamar? You look pretty good.
Out there practicing, feeling good.